Group talk.
So you guys, it's been about 6 months since I've cut my hair. I'm starting to look a bit shaggy.
I know.
Where should I go?
There's a place near me, but I don't know. It's cheap, but I'm not sure it's good.
Yeah, cheap haircut? I don't know. Sometimes this is a bad move.
Because you've got long hair, and you have to be careful with long hair.
And sometimes it's worth paying more because you get a better cut and better treatment when you go in there.
Treatment, really? Is that just a way to
sometimes it's just a cup of coffee and a bit of fancy cream on your hair.
Doesn't hair fall in the coffee?
You have to time it well. You have to drink your coffee really quickly and then before the cutting starts.
I don't know. Do you prefer a fancy place to have your hair cut where you pay 100 euros and you have a glass of champagne or a glass of wine or a nice coffee? Or do you prefer the $9.99 haircut, In-N-Out?
I prefer In-N-Out personally.
Really?
Yeah, I don't actually like going to the hairdresser. That's why I have long hair.
When they take too long in your hair, I always feel like they're doing it because that's so that they can justify, you know, charging all that money. I'd rather get the 10 euro one and get a bottle of champagne on the way home from the supermarket.
One of my favorite things about having a haircut is if they massage your neck or if they massage your head.
I love the massage, and I always close my eyes, but I'm kind of embarrassed.
You could fall asleep.
Exactly.
I think some people do fall asleep at that
I think
stage.
So. Yeah. Do you like the head massage, Louisa?
I don't actually, no.
Really?
Because they put you in the chair and they bend your neck back, and it always hurts my neck, and I always find it really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I always think, can you just leave that bit?
Yeah.
Just, let's cut the hair.
Let's go straight to the hair. Do you buy the products in the store?